Well, this is the Friday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us, Jim Angel. He's at the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute and here to take a look at the weather forecast for the weekend and the week ahead. Jim, let's start with the end of the work week next week, where I saw on the forecast from the National Weather Service that there is a chance of rainfall, although I don't think it's very great because they didn't put any chances like 20 or 30 or 40% coverage, just the idea that there might be some there.
That's right. That's a little-used phrase these days of chance of showers and thunderstorms. And it does show up. I saw one model that put it at about a 40% chance. So it's not great at this point, but that is pretty far out. So maybe your odds will get better as we get closer next week. But that's really about the only shot we have at rain here in the next for the next week. And, boy, it just cannot rain out there. There's all the models show rain around us, rain to the north and to the south, but Illinois is right in this donut hole of just not much rain expected over the next week.
Yeah, there are some things, I think, in the weather and climate that managed to put that in place. Tell me about some of those.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the biggest thing, we've kind of got this late season, what we call flash drought, because it's very short and very intense. We had dry weather, obviously, in July, but it really took off and off.
Well, it appears we lost Jim. Maybe I can get... Oh, there you are. Jim, you're
okay.
You're still with me. Go on.
You
started to say it really took off in August.
Yeah, it really took off in August, and so especially when the heat came on at the second half of August there. So it really was kind of fast-moving. So that's why we call it a flash drought. Most droughts take months to develop, but this was very short to develop. So that's really been the dominant factor as far as what we've seen so far. And then really the forecasts are, you know, we talk about next week, but even out the 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day forecasts are all indicating warmer and drier conditions. So I think it's going to be more of the same for the next 2 weeks.
Now, the grass here is dry and it's brown, a lot of it. I was in Iowa, as you probably know, over the last couple of days in the northern part up along the Minnesota border in the northwest. Their grass remains green there, so they've got obviously topsoil moisture, a little bit of it of some sort. I'm wondering about our subsoil moisture levels here. Are they gone as well?
They are going fast. I was kind of surprised. We have a few sites around the state that we measure soil moisture, and the 2, 4, and 8-inch levels are all down quite a bit. There's still some moisture down at the 20-inch level if the crops have developed roots deep enough to tap into that. So I was really surprised how quickly we've depleted the soil moisture, considering we started at the beginning of August with in great shape in terms of soil moisture.
Thank you much for taking the time with us today.
You're welcome.
Jim Angel is at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Friday afternoon. Don't forget about Commodity Week. It will be up on the website at willag.org by about 6 o'clock USA Central Time this evening.
Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.